For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lopez wants it away. And it's a deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run! Mike Piazza and the Mets lead. 3-2. Bartolo has done it! The impossible has happened! This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mets fans of all ages, here is your host, Nick Durst.
Hello, Mets fans, and welcome back to an edition of Believe in the Mets. I don't know why I'm sounding so cheery. Maybe because I'm trying to be all prim and proper like the Brits because the Mets are heading to London, but it's a disaster here stateside. So they can't win a series in America right now. Maybe they can have some better luck overseas. They head there this weekend. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, or if you're watching a live stream, we say hello to you like DmanVR2 writes to us. Or if you're listening, of course, traditional way, please 5-star review and like and subscribe in the comment. Leave some comments below. We'll get to all of them. We got a lot to talk about on this episode with the Mets heading to London. We just had the Daryl Strawberry day on Sunday. The Apple looked awesome. Too bad the Mets did not show up. I said to my friend, just said, in honor of the Mets retiring number 18, I bet the Mets lose 8-1. A little off, 2 runs off, but I could have bet that. And this is a great time to remind all of our viewers who are watching this or all of our listeners that Bet Online loves Believe in the Mets. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE with all caps right there for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. And for the Mets, they need to start winning. So joining me now to discuss their struggles so far this season, you know him, you love him. We've had on before. He is the co-host of the Brooklyn Boys podcast. He is David Brody. David, welcome back to the show. You got the strawberry jersey up there. Long overdue, right?
Absolutely. And by the way, Bet Online is fantastic. Just remember, if you're a current Major League Baseball player, don't bet on baseball. Right. I think that's a lesson we've learned today.
Or go through your
Yeah, the Daryl Strawberry jersey. That's right. Right, exactly. This is a Port St. Lucie Mets jersey from about 20 years ago. I saw the number 18 on it, and I, of course, immediately bought it on eBay because it was Daryl's number. So not his jersey, but close enough.
D-Man VR says he can't.
I am wearing a Daryl Strawberry era.
Yes, D-Man VR too. Do not go to BetOnline if you're under 18. That's for sure. So, David,
I'm wearing the Daryl Strawberry era Mets polyester.
Yeah, our cover photo for this episode is you and Daryl Strawberry together. You have that great picture that you recently posted Did you go to the retirement ceremony, David?
I did not. I had a family engagement. I wasn't able to go. So you I was one of the empty seats.
City Field was very empty.
Yeah.
They can't sell tickets for a
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean,
I have a theory about that. And it's, if you were 30, 40, 50, or 60 when the 86 Mets won, you're either dead or you're old and you're not going to a game. Mm-hmm. And so, look, I love that Steve Cohen is honoring the 86 Mets and doing the right thing. But, boy, a lot of the fans who love Daryl Strawberry may not be around to go to a game.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people like our age, we should have gone. Again, I couldn't have gone. I had a pre-existing event. But I would have gone. I just don't know if that's a draw that like it used to be for someone who played so long ago. And I don't hold, you know, some people hold the Yankee thing against him and the three World Series championships with the Yankees, whatever it was. I think he said all the right things. I think it was a great event. Again, the Cohens are doing a great job. I think David Wright's farewell and retirement number ceremony will have more of an impact on today's generation.
Yeah.
And probably a sellout crowd. And the team's not doing well.
Almost 40 years ago, almost here. So 38 years ago. So it's like, you're right that, I mean, you know, people my age, because I wasn't around for the World Series, like a lot of people who are younger than me, they did not care that Daryl Strawberry was getting his number retired. Like it didn't impact them at all. And the fact that they can't at least fill in all the sections on a weekend game, that just goes to show you how poor the team is playing right now. Because for me, you know, I'm a big Mets fan. I am not going to a Mets game. By the time I get there for 3 hours in the car, then I got to pay $40 for parking, got to pay for the tickets, buy the food. Now, that's not to say if I got invited to a suite with you that I wouldn't go. But I just on my own, I'm not going to go out of my way right now to get there. It's just a rough sell with the way their team is playing. And are things going to get better? I mean, they are really missed Francisco Alvarez. I think you can't underscore that enough how poorly they've played since he has been down. Defensively atrocious. They can't throw anybody out. Offensively, Narvaez ended up getting DFA'd and Nito we know can't hit. But now Alvarez, David, he's not going to play in London, but he's supposedly going to be back next week. He's in Brooklyn tonight playing for the site.
Yeah, nice for Brooklyn. You know, a couple of days ago, they said he should be back for the London games. And he looks great in AAA. He's hitting home runs, throwing guys out. It seems like if your focus is on winning, you bring him back as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Here's why I think they're not bringing him back until after the series in London. They signed or paid for, bought Torrens, right? From the Yankees. And Torrens is playing along with Nito. And I think they're trying to give both guys a little more time to win the job. Because as soon as Alvarez comes back, one of them's out, right? Yeah. So I think they're deliberately holding Alvarez out of the London series so they have a couple of more games to make a decision on which guy to keep. And Lorenz threw a guy out yesterday. He got a hit. He also, from what Gary Cohen was saying, he plays other positions. So he's not tied to just being behind the plate. And I think Nito has options. Whereas I don't know if Torrens has options, because that's why he got released from his Yankee minor league contract. So I think Alvarez is ready, but they can sell some tickets in Brooklyn and figure out catching situation. What do you think?
Well, I'm trying to pull up a great statistic here that I recently found about the catching situation, which is that the Mets right now, they are paying a lot of money to catchers not in the roster. They're paying $17 million between Brian McCann and Omar Narvaez. They could be paying that money to JT Realmuto, but thanks to Andy Alderson, he wanted to jump out and get Brian McCann, who could not. I think maybe you're onto something. Maybe also I just figure, let's not fly Alvarez over to London. Let's have him ease back in here. maybe with the injury, it's not good to fly long. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have to know what they're thinking some of these days. So you could be right. I'd like to see Torrens stay with the team. I've seen Nito. We've been down this path many times. He got DFA'd last year. I thought he was never going to come back, but he's resurrected. He became the starting catcher. We know what you're going to get with him. I'd rather roll the dice with Torrens and see. Maybe there's something there. But like you said, he threw a runner out. So what more can you ask?
Agreed. For? Also, as much as I wish the Mets had Brian McCann, we had James McCann, yes. I don't think Orioles. He's playing for the Orioles much either, to be honest. Yeah. So,
James McCann, Orioles, know. He's batting around 200. So,
par yeah, for the and it's great. Narvaez had finally a hit at Citi Field, but that's one hit per season doesn't keep you on the team. And you know what? If the Wilpons still on the team, it would have kept them most of the year. For not wanting to pay him not to be on the team. So at least the Met organization now is willing to make up for mistakes and cut people. You know, you stink, you're out. You throw your glove, you're DFA'd. So
wow, that's,
I'm okay with
that. What do you think of a Lopez situation? Because I thought that they hung him out to dry by not having Alan Surreal, a translator there. I thought that was a little bizarre.
100%. Well, I will tell you, he speaks fairly good English.
Yeah. For sure.
Where maybe he didn't think he needed a translator. And it's unfortunate that he swallowed the second part of teammate. Because if you watch the clip, he says, I'm probably the worst teammate.
Yeah. But the problem is when Gelb made him clarify, he said, yeah.
Well, clearly didn't understand Gelb's question. I think he was so like, yes, I said it. I stand by what I said. In his mindset, he was like, I threw the glove. I'll throw the glove again. I know what I said. I stand by it. But I don't think, even though Gelb's clarified, he didn't know he said team. So he thought, yes, I'm clarifying. I said teammate. So I think he got DFA'd for throwing the glove, pulling his jersey out. His hat flew off. I think that's almost enough to DFA him. I think the comments afterwards certainly played a part in it. In retrospect, the translator would have been good, but there's lots of guys in sports that speak that level of English and they're fine. He's been interviewed before. He's been fine.
Sure.
He just swallowed mate.
I just think after a big incident like that, maybe somebody nearby makes sense, but I have no problem with him throwing the glove. I mean, one of my favorite Mets pitchers of all time is Turk Wendell. He threw the glove. Everyone loved him for that. Going back to you with the '80s, Bobby Ojeda threw the glove in the stands. So what's the problem?
There's a lot of things that don't fly now that flew 20, 30, 40 years ago. Look, I know McNeil throws his bat, but he doesn't throw the bat in the stands, right? He doesn't pull his jersey. Look, I don't like McNeil's theatrics either, but I don't think it's the same thing. I think throwing your glove into the stands is unprofessional, and I think the Twitter sphere exploding after he made the comments and they were misinterpreted was so negative that they made a decision. Jesse Orosco threw his glove in the air, not in the stands.
That's right for the World Series.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
The Met thinks
so,
that.
I don't know if he
translated. I don't know about that. But listen, I mean, even if he did say they're the worst team in the majors and he didn't regret throwing the glove, like, he was telling the truth. So I'm not going to get on him as a Mets fan. I know it was a bad
okay,
but I wouldn't imagine I wouldn't have DFA'd him.
If you spent $2.5 billion on a baseball team and one of your employees says, this is the worst team in baseball when you can't fill a stadium for Daryl Strawberry Day, you're not going to appreciate somebody saying that. So look, there's a difference between a player in a post-game interview in any sport saying, you know what? We're playing like crap right now. Yeah. You know, we stink right now, right? That at least says we're having a bad week. We're in a slump. We can be better. When you say we are when it's interpreted that you said we are the worst team in baseball, right? From a guy on the team, that's not cool.
Right.
That's terrible for PR and morale and the team.
The teammates go with the Phillies, and he's going to shut down the Mets.
By the way, the way the Braves are playing, I think we have to move on from this guy's going to end up on the Braves. That guy's going to end up on the Braves. I think you're funny. It's absolutely right. But the Phillies are so damn dominant. I think he goes to the Braves.
Oh, they got Joey.
I mean,
West
if he goes to the Phillies, Braves. I mean.
That was a great signing this offseason, Joey Wendell. Good thing they jumped out to get him for defensive.
Oh, start. And Zach Short.
Yeah,
Zach Short, the two of them. They
another break.
Meanwhile, Iglesias looks like a star.
And they, I mean, at least spring training, they could have had him up all season.
Yeah.
Who's evaluating this team? They miss Omar Minaya because they have no clue what they're doing in the minor with the minor leagues.
I don't know about. I think Minaya was more for drafting and scouting.
Scouting, yeah.
But Iglesias, Stern signed Iglesias. It wasn't like he inherited Iglesias. He got him from the Red Sox, right? So he's the one who made the decision to keep him down there. I don't know if he signed Wendell after he got Iglesias or the way around, or he got Iglesias' insurance. It was Wendell first, right? So he signed Wendell, then Iglesias became available. He was at least smart enough to pick up a backup to the backup.
Sure.
And Wendell was horrific. Wendell's one of those guys like
he
McCann.
Cost them three games defensively, and he's supposed to be a better defender than Luis Guillorme, who they let go for some reason.
Right. If you can't hit, you better field. And if you can't field, then you're out. So again, they cut him. Great. Goodbye. It was an experiment that lasted, in my opinion, a couple of weeks too long. Yeah. But at least they got rid of him.
At least Cohen was like, I'll eat the money and get him out of here. You know? So
right.
Same thing with Michael Tompkins, who I knew was going to be a disaster, and they brought him back.
Oh.
Again, he's gone again, and they keep going down the same path with Sean Reed Foley. I mean, they need to have some sort of a cleanse, you know, just like, you know, in Major League, you know, get the chicken, get the fried chicken, do some sort of a seance and get some of this bad energy out of the locker room.
Yeah, 100%. I'll tell you, speaking of Sean Reed Foley.
We got a question for you, David, and we'll go talk about Sean Reed Foley, but this is the big burning question here. D-Man VR2 wants to know, do you think Pete is going to be on the team next season? Do you think he's going to be on the team in August?
Yeah, I think that when I first started reading the question, I thought they're asking me if he's going to finish the season. I think if the Mets are 12 games under 500, Pete goes at the deadline. I don't think they'd be against trying to sign him in the offseason. I think if the Mets are 2 games out of the wild card spot, they don't trade Pete because it's fairly easy to make the playoffs these days. So as far as next year, I think Pete has to bring his demands down. You can't ask for Matt Olson money when you're hitting 230. Home runs and RBIs are great, but if the other guys can't knock you in because you're not on base, that's a factor. And this is going to be the third season in a row of low productivity, average wise or seconds. If this is who he is, then he can't ask for $200 million. I think that's going to be the factor because I think Cohen will pay him whatever he deserves if he deserves it. I don't think he'll quibble over a couple of million. But if Pete wants Freddie Freeman money, he's out of his mind.
Well, with the way the market's been going, I mean, he might be having to settle for a Cody Bellinger type deal, a 2-year deal, 3-year deal with an opt out. That's just where the market.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's a great point. A 2-year deal, even a 2-year deal with a 1-year opt out,
right,
might be what because of his age, he might be willing to commit for a year. But now you're looking at only teams that are set up to win next year, so he's got a limited window. And I still think Cohen would outbid anybody on a 1 or 2 year deal. So look, Pete means a lot to the fans. I get it,
but huge.
And I don't think Juan Soto's coming to the Mets, especially because the Bronx is loving him. He's got Judge with him and the Mets are such a mess right now. It's like LeBron coming to the Knicks back in the day. Who am I going to play with? Right. So in order to get Juan Soto, you've got to sign Alonso first to then show Soto you're serious. And then if you don't get Soto, now you're stuck with Alonso, and there's not a lot of options after Soto. So I'm concerned about the free agent market next year. And well, I think Pete's going to be the best guy on the market.
We want to thank our guy, D-Man VR2 here for asking that question for us. And Yemed Medina says Pete's OPS with a 4-run differential is 1.349 with a tight game, 6.49 clutch. All I know about Pete Alonso is since he's come in the league, he's hit more home runs than anybody else. He's right up there with RBI. So you get rid of him, he's not replaceable. You're not going to get somebody from the minors or in free agency who's going to hit 45 home runs, drive at 115. So they're not better without him. Now, I do think they're going to trade him right now in the middle of the season. Even if the Mets get back into it and they're like four games out of the wild card, they're more likely to sell than they are to buy. People are going to want Pete Alonso, that's for sure. David Stearns has no ties to most of these players on the team. Again, this is an evaluation year. He kind of put his foot in his mouth when he said, oh, we expect to be the wild card team this year. If he didn't say that, then, you know, whatever. I mean, once they get rid of Buck Showalter and bring in Mendoza, you knew this was not going to be a season about winning. It's going to be about development. And the Pete Alonso thing, it's tough. I mean, he's still leading the team in home runs and RBI. It's going to be a tough pill to swallow for the Mets fans if he's traded, because we're just talking about Darryl Strawberry. Like, the Mets don't have many lifelong people who they were tied to the numbers. Alonso, he stays here a few more years. He's going to pass Strawberry and Dave Wright all the offensive categories. He is the best offensive player the Mets have ever had. So it's tough there. It's we'll see what happens. But the thing with Juan Soto is, you're absolutely right, David. You can't say, oh, we'll get rid of Pete, we'll sign Soto. Because first of all, Juan Soto alone is not going to solve the Mets' issues. They have about like 15 free agents this offseason. All the starting pitching staff. You got Senga's a big question mark. Diaz, who knows? And like, you need like four more new hitters in the lineup to be competitive. So you need to get Alonso back plus Juan Soto plus somebody else. To your point, though, why would Juan Soto want to come to the Mets? This is the Steve Cohen effect again, where free agents will use Steve Cohen to drop the price. If they get where they want with their price, they'll go somewhere else. We saw it with Yamamoto with the Dodgers. They're going to have to offer Soto, I want to say, like at least $75 million extra than anybody else for him to, I think, consider the offer. Now, people are, we're in New York, David. We have idiots calling off sports radio saying, you got to remember, guys, Soto, he wants the ring. Soto has a ring. He won in his first season in the majors. So Soto's going to be all about the money, but I think he's going to want to be in a situation where he can win. Do I think that the Mets can outbid the Yankees? Yes. But the Giants are going to be in on him. They have all this money. Nobody wants to see him want it. And I think the Dodgers are going to go after Juan Soto. They're only paying Shohei Ohtani, what, $10 million, $2 million a year? So they got the money. So there's going to be a lot of options for Juan Soto. But the Mets, with Juan Soto or any free agent, they're really going to have to go above and beyond to pay extra like they did with Max Scherzer three years ago.
I agree. I mean, all the money in the world, they didn't get Yamamoto. Now, whether or not that turned out good for the Mets or not is not the point. They offered him more money. He went to the Dodgers.
Right.
Right. They were going to go after Ohtani. Ohtani went to the Dodgers and worked out a deal with the Dodgers for all deferred money. The Mets certainly would have done that. So it's not about the money. And to say why, you know, I don't want to mention any names, but there's guys on sports radio. Some of them are friends of mine. Will say, oh, Juan Soto's going to go where the money is, baby. And that's not the case. When you're making $500 million, if someone else offers you $510,
right,
to you and me, that's like $10 million. Right. To these guys, it's like, who cares? It's like,
it'd be like 75 to $100 million more to make a difference, I think.
Yeah, it's like the quarterback of the Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
He gets $750,000 if he shows up to the OTAs. And he didn't show up to the OTAs, and he loses out on $750,000. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's play money to them.
Right.
So this whole, like, whoever has the most money is where he's going to play. Soto turned down a boatload of money with the Padres.
Nationals.
Yeah, well, he turned down a medium-sized boatload of money with the Nationals, then a boatload of money with the Padres. And he's playing in Yankee Stadium with Aaron Judge. The two of them together are unbelievable. He's got a short right field fence, a small right field to play because of the short fence. It's perfect for him. Perfect. Why would you leave? For a little more money in a bigger stadium and an unknown future?
Well, you also
when I've got Judge and Cole?
You have to consider ego as well, because it'll never be his team if he's on the Yankees with Aaron Judge. So I don't know if that matters to him. Might not. But it wasn't his team when he won the World Series. It wasn't his team in San Diego, you know, with Manny Machado there, Tatis. So maybe that comes into play. I don't think it's a given he's coming back to New York in general. I think there's going to be a lot of people interested. I think the Dodgers are going to have a lot of money. I think the Phillies will get involved. I mean, that's another short porch right there. That's a great team.
Short everywhere. Yeah.
So, you know, we got some great comments coming in right now. Yamid Source says he doesn't care about individual levels. He wants a player that gets hits when is needed. Well, I agree, Yamid, but unfortunately, they're stuck with Francisco Lindor for 10 more years, who's not a very clutch hitter. He says that Hal Steinbrenner is saying he does not think he needs a $300 million, I guess, roster to win. They can't sign Soto if they don't want to go over. They're paying a lot of money to Judge. They're paying a lot of money to Cole. They're paying a lot of money to Stan. So, yeah, they'd have to rework their team. D-Man VR2 says that's right. Listen to this, David, because the Mets, apparently, you know, John Heyman, very respected reporter, he comes out the other day, says that the Yankees' fear is that the only team they might lose Soto to would be the Mets. I don't know why they're thinking so far ahead right now. Enjoy the season right now. But the thing is, the Yankees are committed to $225 million next year. The Mets have a lot of money cut off the books. They have $133.7 million in guaranteed salaries for 2025. That's a lot down from the highest paying team of all time. That's because you're going to have Scherzer coming off the books, McCann, Narvaez, you know, et cetera. Verlander, depending on how many innings he hits. So Manaea, he could opt out. He's probably going to get traded because he's a lefty, so he'll be off the books. So that's over $100 million below the initial tax threshold of $241 million. So the Mets, Soto or not, if they want to, they could be big spenders and turn this team around quickly. I don't know if that's what Stearns wants to do. Maybe you want to take the long route, build it up from within. But if you got Cohen's money, and there is going to be some pitchers out there that you could go after, like a Walker Buehler, a Corbin Burns. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they should try to spend it and try to do at least a little bit of a quick fix here. Go those short-term deals for a ton of money. And if you can't get Soto, I think bring Alonso back. Get somebody like Cody Bellinger in here who's going to probably opt out of his contract. If you have an offseason where you bring Alonso back, you sign Cody Bellinger, and maybe you bring back J.D. Martinez on the cheap, and then you sign Walker Buehler, Corbin Burns. You know, that's a big improvement, I would say. But the bullpen's still a disaster. But there's just a lot of money available for free agency in this offseason.
Well, I also think you have to factor in the young players, right? Is Drew Gilbert going to be in the majors next year, which is going to save you a ton of money? Yeah. If Vientos is your third baseman, that saves you a ton of money. If you bring up Brandon Sproat at some point, mm-hmm. and Christian Scott and Blade Tidwell, and
now your rotation. Minors. I don't understand that, but go ahead.
Well, Christian Scott was sent to the minors because they have 4 days off this week because of the trip to London. Okay. They want to preserve his innings, and they needed bullpen help. So they sent him down to bring him up next week when he's eligible to come back. This was just a roster move. It wasn't a demotion. So, gotcha. Yeah. So if three-fourths of your rotation and Senga, if three of them are low-priced, if you have McGill who doesn't make any money or Buehler as your fifth starter or Peterson, then you're looking at having plenty of money for your lineup. And I think McNeil, you can't trade McNeil now, but he's got to go. You got to make room for Acuna Jr.
Acuna's not really playing too well on the minors. So I don't think he's ready.
Well, his last couple of weeks.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
He's been better. But also, you got to make room for Mauricio. He's going to be back next year. What's that?
Mauricio has to play next year.
Yes, right. So either McNeil's your left fielder, or McNeil becomes your Ben Zobrist, where he's your super guy, and he plays outfield, fourth outfielder. He's your infielder, but he can't be the starting second baseman if he's hitting 220 with no power. Sure. So I'm looking at Mauricio, Vientos, Lindor. And every time you add an Acuna or a Mauricio and a Vientos to your team, you're lowering the payroll.
Yeah. And right? The first guy you hit on, like, they need to have Drew Gilbert playing next year every day and playing well if they want to be a competitive.
Yeah, he's missed the whole season so far.
Right. So.
And Ryan Clifford looks like he's maybe mid-season next year he'll be ready. Well, and he's doing well in Double A.
Power hitter. So if they do get rid of Alonso, yeah. I could see them going with Vientos at first next year, and then long term they go Clifford at first base. And
yeah, if you put Mauricio at third, yeah, that's not a bad move. Not a bad move, Nick. Put Vientos at first for a little while until you got your Clifford ready to go.
Vientos so far, kudos to him. He's played very well. I mean, Beatty was great in April too. So we'll talk in July and see with what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Elway 2K says, is it possible this team could be left in London? I was saying before the season, I was doing shows here with Tim Britton. I think you were on. I said, by the time the Mets get to London, as David's yeah. back part is flopping over just like the Mets season. By the time the
yeah.
Mets
get to London, the jersey pulled it over.
By the time the Mets get to London, the season's probably going to be over. It really yeah. is. And I got to play the Phillies, and it's going to be a high scoring game. I think Elway says Alonso is good as gone. I'm feeling more and more every day like they're going to trade him. And he says being sent up to the Mets is now viewed as being sent to the minors. I don't know about that. Different
yeah.
play, of course. And this is the comment of the show, I think. And I think he believed D-Man VR 2 meant to say Adam Ottavino has got to go or is not good.
Not even close. Like Adam Ottavino's pitches, not even close. Yeah, boy. I'll tell you, I don't like 2 days ago when they brought in Diekman in the ninth to face Marte and have Marte bat right-handed. You had to have Ottavino in the eighth when he should have been pitching the ninth against Marte. And then you don't bring in Drew Smith because you don't want to put him in a high-pressure situation. You don't bring in Sean Reed Foley because you're saving him and they had to bring him in anyway. To me, that was the worst managed game. But Ottavino's a train wreck. He can't hold runners on. He takes 11 minutes to throw a pitch, and he's been terrible. Terrible, but you can't have him. Look, I know you're like, well, who else are you going to put in the game? I don't care at this point. Hauser has been the most reliable relief pitcher.
When I see Adam Ottavino come in like a few nights ago, and I was like, oh, they're going to blow the game now. And he blew the game. You can't trust Adam Ottavino.
You can't, because either he gives up one hit and gets out of it, when was the last time he had a clean inning? It seems like he's always walking a guy. His pitches are all over the place, and they're hitting them like crazy because as soon as his curve can't get over, he's got to come over the plate and they kill him. So, yeah,
they're all struggling in the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen was good for a while, but I knew they were going to get burnt out because the starting pitchers are only going five innings. So much was being asked to the bullpen, which wasn't fair. And that's why Reed Garrett's come back very little. They were overusing him, but everyone's struggling. Diaz has struggled so badly.
Oh.
What could we? I mean, he's coming off a major injury, so I didn't expect he was going to be great again. But I mean, this is like when he first came to the Mets, got up the home runs. Are the struggles going to end? What's the plan for him when he comes back? I mean, I took a page out of the Billy Epler playbook and put him on the injured list because he was pitching bad. Is he going to be the closer again? I mean, they really have no options down there. I guess I'd want to go Reed Garrett as the closer right now, but I don't know what they're going to do with Diaz.
You can't make him the closer. Absolutely can't. And if you want to save the bullpen, don't pull Quintana after 84 pitches in the fourth inning.
Yeah.
He should have come out for the fifth. So to me, part of it is bullpen management and starting rotation management. And the fact that the Mets have the fewest amount of starts that got into the sixth inning is, yes, it's an indication of the pitching, but it's also an indication of them pulling them too soon. And you're wearing out your bullpen. So I don't know if they need to start the game with a start, like a relief pitcher coming in as a starter, an opener, right? They need to do something. But if you can't get your guys into the sixth inning, there's no hope for your bullpen.
Hauser, yeah,
exactly.
Better ERA in the bullpen. Everyone's saying, why is Adrian Hauser still on this team? Well, the answer is because after they trade Luis Severino and Sean Manaea and Jose Quintana, they need people to eat innings and pitch in the second half. So there's going to be a major fire sale coming here, which is what I expected with this team. We have another question here specifically for David. And this guy, D-Man, wants to know, what's your favorite food at City Field? And will you take me to a Mets game?
Well, I'm flattered that you'd like to go to a Mets game with me. I have to be honest. I have not fully experienced the Italian egg roll cookies and the crazy food. For me, I get an Italian sausage and a pretzel, and I'm happy. I've been to I've been to all the Diamond Clubs, Delta Clubs, whatever they are. I've eaten all the food. It's all good, but sometimes it's a little too foo-foo for me. I just like a hot dog and a sausage and a pretzel.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed dollar hot dog night.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I missed Mr. Wiener, a true American hero.
Yes, Seymour.
Seymour Wiener, one of the greatest living Americans. So, yeah, I'm not a foodie, although I've had a lot of the food there, and I've been fortunate enough to be in suites and the restaurant behind home plate, and it's all excellent. You can't go wrong if you have some money in your pocket.
Yeah, sometimes you're just gonna go stick with the classics: chicken fingers or French fries from Nathan's, hot dog,
Shake Shack burger. Can't beat that.
Shake Always Shack solid. Burger with the shake. If you could deal with the lines, was it?
Bruce, you know, Nick, the best, Bruce the best thing
is the barbecue place. That I used to enjoy that next to Shake Shack.
And you know what the best thing is? I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's the soft serve ice cream in the Mets hat, in the helmet. That's the classic.
Dippin' Dots,
and not in the apple. It's got to be in the upside down helmet.
What did they give the strawberry for Darryl Strawberry? The big strawberry that Mark
that was fantastic
set up once, and they score one run.
Yeah. At least they put it up like, you know, when they weren't hitting. Yeah, super pretzels. The pretzels are great.
You get a burnt pretzel, though. It kind of ruins the experience, but the pretzels.
On the suite level, right, with the entrance where you go to the suites, like where Seinfeld sits, if you can get in there, they've got pastrami sandwiches that are fantastic. I'm a big fan of the pastrami sandwiches. If you can get in that level. But you have to, like, you know, either have seats there or, you know, a guy, you know. But, yeah, the pastrami is fantastic.
Well, the only thing you can look forward to, I guess, going on a Mets game right now would be the food, if you could afford it. David, this has been fun as always. We appreciate
you.
Appreciate everybody for commenting. Make sure you like, subscribe, leave a 5-star review. David, let everybody know where they can find you and the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Well, if you're watching this, you can see me, find me anywhere on social media at David Brody. Pretty much Twitter and Instagram when I say everywhere, and TikTok. I don't post videos, so I would stick to Twitter and Instagram. And the Brooklyn Boys podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. However, if you listen on the iHeartRadio app, there's a little microphone button, and you can leave talkbacks, which we play on our spinoff podcast called Slice Time, where we just play all the feedback that we get from our previous episode of the Brooklyn Boys. So listen any way you want, but if you listen on the iHeartRadio app, you get to leave us messages.
Good to know. I'll have to go in there and leave a message for sure. Everybody, make sure you're following Believe in the Mets on all social media platforms and YouTube, of course. Subscribe so you never miss an episode at BLEAVINTHEMETS. I am on Twitter at Nick_Durst, on Instagram at Nick's Food and Stuff. And everybody, listen, we'll just hope for the best. enjoy the sights and sounds from London. At least it's something different, something to look at here instead of the typical status quo of going to Citizens Bank Park and getting destroyed. They'll go to London and we'll see what happens. But let's hope for the best, everybody. And until next time, everyone, let's go Mets.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.